Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded,
yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded, gotta... Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. The guy over there is Greg Kot. And if you want to be the first to hear our bonus podcast, please support us on Patreon, just like Kelly and Chris in Huntsville, Alabama. Thank you, both of you. Support from listeners like you keeps this show going. Now, as you guys know, we have so much music crammed in our brains. There's no telling what's going to bubble up on any given day, which is one reason for these bonus podcasts. When one of us has a song stuck in our head that we can't live without, we add it to the Desert Island Jukebox. Mr. Kot, give us a little hint of what you've got today.
Well, I want to talk about, everybody's talking about the summer of, 2023 being dominated by Taylor Swift, right? In terms of, concert sales, and maybe Beyonce as well, obviously, right?
Yeah.
But I want to pay tribute to another artist who nobody expected to have such an incredibly successful tour, and in fact has at the age, in fact, is being now hailed as a 64-year-old folk hero.
I'm scratching my head. It's going to come to me eventually, but you'll tell us in just a minute.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. Every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know when you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island. So we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. All right, we are back. Who is this 64-year-old hero who's dominating, you're saying, is up there with Beyonce and Taylor Swift this summer?
In terms of success of the tour, I'm talking about Robert Smith, the lead singer of The Cure.
Oh, yeah.
The Cure's having an amazing year. Everybody has written them off multiple times, I think, in the last few decades, right? Yeah. I mean, nothing against The Cure. I love that band. But at the same time, they were considered irrelevant by you know, the tastemakers of the world many times.
Yes.
Well, Robert Smith has reinserted himself into the cultural conversation this year, not only
and
with
nobly.
The longevity of the band. Well, exactly. This is my point.
Yeah.
Him standing up to Ticketmaster.
Yes.
Telling them, refund, you are ripping off my fans. I'm not going to tour unless you refund them some of the money from these egregious ticket fees that you're charged.
Well, and I just saw a business story the other day in one of the trades that the Cure's tour, you know, it's not topping Beyonce and Taylor Swift, but he's up there making buku bucks, record-breaking bucks, despite low ticket prices.
One of the most successful tours of the year. His ticket prices, his average ticket price is 37% lower than the average ticket price of these mega tours that are going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
But he's still making good money. 37% lower means he's leaving millions of dollars on the table.
Yeah.
He is not, you know, he could be raking it in way more than he already is. But no, he invested in his fans because they've invested in him. When I think about longevity of bands that are of similar vintage, very few in that category of The Cure, where they have consistently made new albums
mm-hmm.
over a period of 40-plus years now, and good albums. People who have actually listened to them realize, hey, the guy's still got it, and they consistently play. They're not a greatest hits nostalgia act. They're playing new material on their tours all the time,
yeah.
playing deep cuts, playing newer songs in addition to the songs that people expect them to play. Robert Smith's kind of a hidden figure in the history of pop music. I don't think he gets a lot of respect. He's kind of the frumpy guy with some weird makeup on. And, you know, he
bad hair.
And at the same time, just written some incredible songs. I've talked to him a bunch of times over the years. You know, he hates being associated with goth rock. But, you know, there is a lot to be said with him investing in this kind of spookier, eerier type of approach to making music.
Well, we were when we were talking with the professor about
yeah.
the Latinx
yeah.
love of goth. I mean, no band worshipped more than The Cure in South America.
Yeah, absolutely. They have an incredible amount of integrity too. A lot of artists admire Smith and The Cure because they have hewed to their vision from the very beginning. They have not been, you know, knocked off the path and said, "Oh, we're going to sell out now. We've got to do something to make ourselves relevant." He never has, and at the same time continues to create what I think is a fascinating career. So I want to play a song that goes back. He's been playing the song at a number of his shows lately, but I think it was also the starting point of his career. When I asked him, like, okay, what are the five Cure songs everybody needs to hear?
Mm.
He mentioned this song. He said, this was the archetypal sound. I finally figured out what we wanted to do, how we wanted to sound, how do we wanted to present ourselves with this song. And it's called A Forest from 1980. It's a great song about being lost in the woods, basically. Robert Smith and The Cure, A Forest on Sound Opinions. That is the folk hero of the 2023 concert circuit,
you know,
64-year-old Robert Smith.
The social media posts from friends and followers, it's been like a religious experience
mm-hmm.
seeing Robert Smith on stage. I'm glad you played one of those early tracks where they were as much a post-punk band.
Oh, they were very post-punk,
you know,
yeah.
As opposed
and
to like
great.
The pop thing that they did
well,
later.
You know, he does those pop songs and he sort of like always kind of looked askance at them. He said, but I have a pop side to me. I don't mind these songs, but the deeper stuff is
yeah.
what really appeals to me. And A Forest is a great example of that. But it's interesting, the whole Taylor Cure thing. I know some people who went to both shows.
Yeah.
Both, you know, and I go,
Was it mom and child?
That's an interesting cross-section. It was kind of like that.
Yeah.
Like mom takes the kid to Taylor, and now she,
you're going to come with
and
me.
And you're going to come
that.
With
All
me
right,
to
yeah.
The Cure. And it kind of working. Like, you know, hey, the kid likes The Cure, and I like Taylor Swift. And then, you know, everybody's happy. So it's an interesting summer of touring.
Warms the cockles of my heart. As always, Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo, with help from Katie Cott on the social media tip. Thanks for listening.